Hello there. Hello, everyone. This is Dan Dillman, your host, bringing you a little of this, a little of that. Today's show is about Robert Allen Zimmerman. You know him as Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is an American songwriter, author, and visual artist who has been a major figure in popular culture for more than 50 years. Much of his most celebrated work dates from the 1960s, when songs such as Blowin' in the Wind, 1963, and The Times They Are A-Changin', 1964, became anthems for the civil rights movement and the anti-war movement. His lyrics during this period incorporated a wide range of political, social, philosophical, and literary influences, and they defied pop music conventions and appealed to the burgeoning counterculture. Following his self-titled debut Island album in 1962, which mainly comprised traditional folk songs, Dylan made his breakthrough as a songwriter with the release of the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan the following year. The album featured Blowin' in the Wind, but also the thematically complex A Hard Rain's A-Gonna Fall. For many of these songs, he adapted the tunes and phraseology of older folk songs. We're going to listen to a little bit of Blowin' in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Then he went on to release the politically charged song, The Times They Are A-Changin', and the more lyrically abstract and introspective, Another Side of Bob Dylan, in 1964. In 1965 and 1966, Dylan encountered controversy when he adopted electrically amplified rock instrumentation. And in the space of 15 months, he recorded three of the most important and influential rock albums of the 1960s. They were Bringing It All Back Home in 1965, Highway 61 Revisited in 1965, and Blonde on Blonde in 1966.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Oh, the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, 'cause the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the time.
As an example of this very popular album, we're going to play for you Visions of Johanna, a highly acclaimed Dylan effort.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? Sit here stranded, though we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined, and these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind.
Commenting on the six-minute single Like a Rolling Stone in 1965, Rolling Stone magazine wrote, quote, "No other pop song has so thoroughly challenged and transformed the commercial laws and artistic conventions of its time and for all time." And for your enjoyment, we have a little bit of Like a Rolling Stone.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next
In July 1966, Dylan withdrew from touring after being injured in a motorcycle accident. During this period, he recorded a large body of songs with members of The Band, who had previously backed him on tour. These recordings were released as the collaborative album The Basement Tapes in 1975. But in the late 1960s and the early 1970s, Dylan explored country music and rural themes as expressed by three different albums: John Wesley Harding in 1967, Nashville Skyline in 1969, and New Morning in 1970. From each of these, we're able to give you just a taste, so to speak, of what they were like. And first of all, we have John Wesley Harding.
John Wesley Harding was a friend to the poor. He traveled with a gun in every hand. Countryside, he opened many a door, but he was never known to hurt an honest man.
Our second sample is from Nashville Skyline. And here we play, you might say, just a brief little ditty. It's called Nashville Rag. And then we finish up this group with something from the New Morning album. And here I've selected One More Weekend. Enjoy.
Slipping and sliding like a weasel. I'm looking good to see you, yeah. And we can have some fun. One more weekend, one more weekend with you. One more weekend, one more weekend of you. Come on down to my ship, honey, right on deck.
5 years later, in 1975, Dylan released Blood on the Tracks, which many saw as a return to form on his part. And here we have a sample from Blood on the Tracks, and it is Lily, Rosemary, and the Jack of Hearts.
Except for the drilling in the wall. The curfew had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, sitting at four.
In the late 1970s, Dylan became a born-again Christian and released a series of albums of contemporary gospel music before returning to his more familiar rock-based idiom in the early 1980s. The major works of his later career include Time Out of Mind in 1997, Love and Theft in 2001, and Modern Times in 2006, and in 2012, Tempest. And it's from Tempest that we pause to hear Soon After Midnight.
I'm searching for phrases to sing your praises. I need to tell some. Soon after midnight, and my day has just begun. A girl named Honey took my money. She was passing by. It's soon after midnight, and the moon is in my eye. My heart is cheerful, it's never fearful. I've been down on the killing floors. I'm in no great hurry, I'm not afraid of your fury. I faced stronger walls than yours. Charlotte's a harlot, dresses in scarlet. Mary.
Dylan's most recent recordings have comprised versions of traditional American standards, especially songs recorded by Frank Sinatra. Since 1944, Dylan has sold more than 100 million records, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. He has received numerous awards, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom, 10 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe Award, an Academy Award, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Pulitzer Prize Board in 2008 awarded him a special citation for his, quote, profound impact on popular music and American culture, marked by lyrical compositions of extraordinary poetic power, unquote. And then in 2016, Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. And it's here that we introduce another artist, Patti Smith. Patti Smith is a songwriter, singer, musician, poet, winner of the National Book Award, and on December 10th of 2016, Smith attended the Nobel Prize ceremony on behalf of Bob Dylan, who was unable to be present. After the official presentation speech for the literary prize, a member of the committee introduced Smith, who sang the Dylan song, "A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall." Possibly overcome by nerves, she sang, quote, "I saw the babe that was just bleeding," unquote. Now, these were the wrong words to the second verse, and she became unable to continue. She stopped, and after a brief apology, resumed the song, which earned her a jubilant applause at the end.
Where you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled alongside of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled down 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles on the mouth of a graveyard. It's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw the highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw the black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw the babe that was just bleeding. I saw the babe that... I'm sorry. Earth. Saw 10... I'm sorry. Could we start that section? I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous. Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw the black branch with blood that kept dripping. Saw the room full of men whose hammers were bleeding. I saw the white ladder all covered with water. Saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, It's a hard rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son?
Bob Dylan fans will want to know that his latest album is now available. It's called Rough and Rowdy Ways, and has been hailed as a new masterpiece. It has brought him highest charting in a decade. And Dylan has become the first artist with a top 40 rating the last six decades. And now it's time for us to go down the road again, looking for more material to bring to you on a little of this and a little of that. Bob Dylan and I thank you very much for tuning in today. We want you to take care and tune in next time. Thank you. See you then.